Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I heard. I heard migraine. Who's been dealing with migraine headache? Who that been having problem with migraine headache? Stand up. I told y'all, the Holy Ghost said, people gonna leave here different today. Hallelujah. Now, in the name of Jesus, migraine headaches, I deny your right to exist and maneuver in the head of these people any longer. You are done with. You leave here. Come out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Now just lift your hand and tell them, thank you, Lord. Say it boldly. Thank you, Lord. I will never have another migraine. In Jesus' name. I'm not accepted. I've been set free. And I'm healed now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what are you going to do when they try to show up again? No. I hear you knocking. You're going to have to go to another door because this one is not, I'm not opening this door to you. It's over with, Alicia. I say it's over with. I say it's over with. It's over with. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say praise the Lord? How can you say that? Because I have the word of God. Can God lie? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say this with me real bold. I have been buried with him.
I am buried with him.
By baptism into death.
By baptism into death.
I have been raised with him.
I have been raised with him.
Into the newness of life.
Into the newness of life.
His life.
Is in me now.
I'm crucified with Christ.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless.
I live.
Yet not I.
But
Christ, who liveth in me, who gave himself for me,
to redeem me.
He's now
living in me.
And so the life that I now live,
I live that life
by the faith
of the Son of
God,
who
loved
me.
And gave himself for me.
And
that life
that's in me
now
will never end,
never dwindle,
never
be diminished,
but that
life
is
for eternity.
I shall live
eternally
with my Father God
forever
and ever.
And ever,
and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Who in here you want hand laid on you? I believe there's a special anointing for you today. Those of you that need it more. You have struggled. You hear what I'm saying now? Money get in your hand, and before it can touch your hand good, it's gone. This year, you're going to become a manager, a good steward of the income that comes in your hand. You're not going to be a money grubber. You're going to be a person that submitted to God. God will increase your life because you obey Him. You're going to take time to sit down and listen to the Spirit of God. If you've never done this before, He will point you to somebody to help you get started. You're going to manage your money this year. The world not going to get it. Listen. The world not going to get it. Grabbing out the thing that you can't, ain't ready for, not going to get it. Booze ain't going to get it. Drugs ain't going to get it. Sickness not going to get it. Because you're going to walk in hell. Where you been a drunk or you going to live sober? How can you do that? How can that happen? Because you're going to be delivered from it. It's not going to rule you anymore. Hallelujah. Now who is bold enough to step up here and say, come on, lay hands on me.
Hallelujah. As he was speaking, Holy Spirit was saying this to me to remember in the Bible when the disciples couldn't cast this demon out and they brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus cast him out, the boy fell down as though he were dead. I mean, the demons acted up before they came out. And so the Lord said to tell you, he may have been acting up. You may have been prayed for before, and specifically to you, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Amen. Just because the demon acts up doesn't mean you don't have your freedom. Doesn't mean that I won't do what I said I'd do, and that's to all of you. And so, even though he has acted up, doesn't mean that you haven't received. Even though he may act up after this point, you're free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Number and instruct the audience, the congregation, don't sit there and spectate. Connect your faith. Act like it's you here and believe with us. Every one of you can help. Amen.
And some of you still sitting there, you know the Lord talking to you. Aren't you tired of being a bum? You know what I mean by that? The devil have used you as a bomb, and you're a precious jewel to God. You're still sitting there.
Thank and you, if Jesus. The fear is trying to come upon you, well, I can't see how it's going to happen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm breaking the power down. Today, I told you. You are going to leave here different. Something coming out of you and something going into you. You ain't going to never be the same again.
Hallelujah.